Pompeo served three terms in Congress as a Republican representative from Kansas and was an early supporter of Trump's presidential bid. He has been a close ally to the president in his role as CIA director. While in Congress, Pompeo was known as a harsh critic of the Obama administration's initiatives, such as the Affordable Care Act and the 2015 Iran nuclear deal struck between Iran, the U.S., and five other world powers. Trump mentioned the Iran deal in particular Tuesday as an area where he and Pompeo were in agreement, whereas he and Tillerson disagreed.
When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess it was okay. I wanted to either break it or do something, and he felt a little bit differently. So we were not really thinking the same. With Mike Pompeo, we have a very similar thought process.
On Sunday, Pompeo spoke about Trump's recent announcement that he has accepted an offer to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Never before have we had the North Koreans in a position where their economy was at such risk and where their leadership was under such pressure that they would begin conversations on the terms that Kim Jong-un has conceded to.
Pompeo must be confirmed for his new position by the U.S. Senate. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker said Tuesday in a statement that he expects to hold hearings in April. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.